Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello there, creepies. Welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 10. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. How you guys doing?
Doing all right, brother.
Doing good.
Sean gets the first brother.
I did.
Brother.
I wanted to first blood, right?
You want, yeah.
First strike.
First bread.
Let me tell you, brother.
Brother.
Look here, brother.
So, mini number 10. It's kind of exciting.
It is. It's a nice round number.
It's already. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 1-0.
Rifling through these pretty quick.
I know.
It's fun.
Yeah.
I like them.
Yeah, I do too. I think we're getting good feedback.
Oh, yeah. I was trying.
Just looking at the numbers, anyway.
Harrison was asking me about different episodes and, like, which one, and I was, like, telling him, and he was like, how do you remember that? And I'm like, I am the proprietor of these episodes. I know these things forward and backward. I've only listened to them 52 times a piece. No. Just kidding.
Maybe 72. 80,
maybe 72. Yeah, exactly right. No.
No, that's all good. Yeah. So, mini number 10. So, here we go. And, let's get right into it, Mr. Sean.
Dive in.
What are we talking about?
We're diving into the leprechaun.
Oh, the pot of gold.
The pot of gold. There always have to be Lucky Charms. I can't quite.
I love Lucky Charms.
I got to get my Irish going, and it's not going, so I got to get it.
I don't want to get started because I won't stop.
I know.
And I'll do the whole episode like that, so no.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this is Nate's idea, which I love.
Yeah.
And I do have Irish blood in me, so this is gonna be some good stuff, right? But I have to give a little overview of what leprechauns are, right? Just a little history.
History.
Don't fall asleep. History cornered. Let's get snoring up. All right, so leprechauns. A leprechaun, Irish, is a diminutive supernatural being in Irish folklore, classed by some as type of a solitary fairy. Did you ever think of it as a fairy?
Not really.
No, not really. But I guess they're magical. So
this is more of an elf.
This is a winnet.
Well, that's what,
Keebler.
Yeah.
They are usually depicted as little bearded men wearing a coat and hat, who partake in mischief. In later times, they have been depicted as shoemakers who have a hidden pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Oh.
The rainbow. Leprechaun-like creatures rarely appear in Irish mythology and only became prominent in later folklore. I have so much more history, but you don't want me to share it, do you?
Go ahead.
Oh, can I? Oh, right.
Look,
I'm so excited. The Anglo-Irish word leprechaun is descended from Old Irish, lecrapan or lecrachan, which is Middle Irish, forms such as lecrapian, I don't know, it doesn't matter. Anyway, so the interesting thing is that, you know, we know them as having green coats, right?
The typical.
But they and
look.
The hats and all that kind of stuff, the cuts and all that. But they're
belt
actually
buckle.
Well, they have them. At least when I went through this, they have them in like red coats.
Yeah, I saw like
what was that all about?
I think initially when they, you know, came up in folklore and everything, they originally had red coats.
Mm-hmm.
But then to be more camouflaged in the wilderness, they changed to green. I believe is what I read.
Yeah, I think ever since I've been a kid, I've always seen the green outfit and, you know, your typical, you know, little buckled shoes and hat and, yeah, the green coat. It's definitely a creature or a mythical creature that's been around for a lot of years.
And me personally, and that's why I picked this, is there's been many movies in the horror genre about the leprechaun.
Yeah.
And that just sort
a
of...
lot.
Yeah, I mean, you think of them as these little dumpy... They're mischievous, but, you know, happy little sprites.
Non-threatening.
And, yeah, not
until
necessarily
until you shove them in a horror movie.
Yeah.
I mean,
and that's what I've really liked is, like, the Leprechaun movies with Warwick Davis playing the Leprechaun. And, you know, and they just embellish more on the steal the gold, and he comes after you with vengeance.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. So, like, we were talking before this episode, I've only seen the one, the very first, I think it was 93, the first leprechaun. I liked it.
And
it definitely puts a creepy, scary spin on that whole leprechaun.
Freaks me out.
Not, you're not your typical little Lucky Charm cereal.
Yeah, not cartoonish.
No, not at all.
That freaks me out even to this day, though, I'll be honest with you. Ooh.
And then there's another one. It's sort of a B-movie-ish Leprechaun Origins that I've caught in the past. And
that was the one you were showing.
Yeah,
me
I was showing
picture.
You the pictures of them, and it's even more like it's not your characteristic leprechaun. It's more of a demonic,
a demon. Yeah, demon leprechaun.
Demon, yeah, but I mean, still the same drive. They steal his gold.
Don't mess with the gold.
Yeah, and he's on you.
Well, that 93 or I know they had like what, 5 or 6 of those leprechaun movies with Davis, Warwick Davis. Mm-hmm. As his face is all. Looks like a monster. I mean, yeah. Creature, but he's still dressed in the typical leprechaun outfit.
What you expect him to be?
That
in.
Creature you showed me, the leprechaun. What is it? The origins? What's it called?
Leprechaun origins.
That I was like, okay, that's not even close to what a leprechaun or like that we've seen. Or the, that's a whole different deal there.
Yeah,
I did look like a demon.
And that one was even more freakier. That's what really locked in my head is like, well, is there like a hidden, tidbit that people don't know about Leprechaun. And I don't think there really is. I think it's more Hollywood.
Well, that's what
it's embellished.
It talks about being related to fairies, and then that's not normally what we think of. And it said there's a clear distinguish, characteristics from fairies. I mean, though they're not very big, but fairies are teeny tiny.
Think they say like leprechauns are 2 to 3 foot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're little people. You know, right? But yeah, it's gosh.
Well, I think that's what makes it. Even freakier is because of the size, and they're supposed to just be, mischievous and the non-violent or non-threatening. But when you put them in a movie and you make them that way, it's that whole. It's like when you see a kid in a scary movie.
Yeah,
it's even more creepier because you don't
that's not what you normally picture,
right?
Yeah, you don't see them like
and
that.
So when you see a kid like that, possessed or whatever, more than an adult, that's the combination of that really gets to me. Yeah, makes it weirder.
And then I guess there's if you were to catch one, they're supposed to grant you like 3 wishes.
Yes, right.
But
the old genie trick.
It's very, very hard
to catch one.
Them.
Yeah,
they're very
because they can disappear. Right?
Yeah, they're very.
Is it like Rocky trying to catch that chicken when he was training?
Yeah. Oh, right. There you go.
Come on, Rock,
little buggers.
Yeah.
What, Sean? I can tell you
what. Oh, that I'm my mouth is open and like ready.
We talked about that. I know
the leprechaun is thought to be to not only engage in pranks on the level of mischief and requiring special caution, but in contrast, it talks about them carrying out deeds that are more menacing to humans, like they call it the spiriting away of children, which is taking children. I don't think of that either when I think of leprechaun.
No, I've never heard that one. That's new to me.
Yeah, and it talks about them, which this makes more sense in like the horror movies. Like you could take some of this stuff, but they talk about leprechauns being the son of evil spirits or degenerate fairies and are not wholly good or evil. They're kind of in between. So they're kind of a Switzerland of magical
right, character. Kind of flip-flop. So you said, so part of the folklore is that some of them take kids.
Yeah, this is what I was reading, and
so that reminds me of the changeling. The changelings, they do
yes,
that. They
yes,
switch,
yep.
And so then they steal somebody's kid, and they put themselves in.
That's a scary. That's
in place.
A,
yeah,
those
yeah.
Are scary
and
too.
That's it's interesting. I never heard that though.
That was in Hellboy, wasn't it? The changeling where they got the they were stealing children. So that idea.
Yeah.
In there. It's spooky.
Yeah, and I saw a story, or not story, but just a part of my research. A leprechaun is thought to be a mythical creature. Like we've been saying, mischief maker, spotted back in, but old Irish tales, they say it could be real, and it was first spotted in the 700s.
That's pretty cool, honestly.
Yeah, I was reading some stuff where they're saying like they're the first indigenous people of Ireland.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
they're derived from kings and queens and nobles. And
I mean, if they would have said the 1500s, I would have thought, oh, wow, that's
a long
time.
To back 700s. I thought we were, this is a real thing, right? These aren't, I didn't think that these weren't real.
So some say.
I mean, I know that
I think
real.
It's part of the folklore.
They're known to be best friends with Slenderman.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Son of a
See, I'm going to get Slenderman in every time. Because you
sorry,
get in,
Turdo, you got shoved
you get in the Harrison.
Turdo got shoved out.
Yeah,
now it's
all about Slenderman. No, but yeah, 700, that's a long,
that
long bit ago.
It is a long bit ago.
Yeah, and the whole, when I was a kid, I thought I thought that whole legend was pretty cool, and I remember when you see a rainbow, I mean, of course, I learned not just when I started going to church and all that, but you know, you got you know, why what the rainbow represents.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that God flooded the earth. Okay. But then the leprechaun part, I remember my dad would say, like, hey,
it's a prism, right?
Yeah, right. I wonder if there's a pot of gold at the end. And I always thought, well, how far is that rainbow? Can we get there? And he's like, no, we can't get there.
Have you ever seen the end of the rainbow? Have you guys honestly?
No, I have
not. To be serious. Have you guys?
No.
Have you?
I have twice in my life.
Really?
Because I always thought, oh, I'm never going to
see
this. I
mean, I've seen it, like, come down and touch the ground, but, I mean,
over in
not actually seen
the plain, the Plainfield soccer fields. One time, we actually were over there, and I'm like, oh, my God, there's the end of the rainbow. And you could see it. I think I have pictures of them.
So
it's just, it like what Nate said, it just, like, it just stops there. Like, I don't know. And the other time was when we were down in, it was Destin. We were walking on the beach, and I had just the kids. I had the kids and some other friends of ours' kids. And we were walking along the beach, and I was joking with them. I'm like, look, there's the rainbow. I wonder where's the end. And they were like, hey, there's the end. And it was. It was right in the ocean. And it
oh,
was
that's
so
sweet.
Two times in my life, and I'm dead serious, I saw, you know, we're like, and they all asked, like, where's the pot of gold? And I was like, well, number one, apparently – there in the soccer fields, we would have had to dig for it. And in the ocean, I am sure as heck not going out there in the
ocean. You didn't do that?
No. Sharks
charter a boat.
Sharks can have it.
Yeah. That's cool. I've never seen the end of a rainbow.
Yeah, only two times. But two times, I mean, that's, I never really.
I mean, I'm fascinated when I just see one.
Yeah.
Oh, I do.
It's just an amazing.
The double, triple rainbows, or even, that's.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of double ones.
I've seen doubles, yeah.
That's cool. But never seen the end of a rainbow. So, you know. You've seen it twice.
Yeah, and like I said, in all seriousness.
No pot of gold, though, where you just
no pot of gold, I can say that. Maybe it was on the other end.
Or
the problem.
Or it was there, and you took it, and now you've got some leprechaun after you.
I wouldn't be doing this podcast, right? No. Hey, that was one of my wishes.
Oh.
Smart.
Now you know. Always got to be tinking.
Tinky.
So in another part of my research, this is a good website, by the way. It says there's a small Irish town called Carlingford.
Carlingford.
And leprechauns are actually, they are an officially protected species.
What?
Yes,
see?
Sir.
Well, again, this
right
is...
Right there in the list with snipes.
So, you know...
Snipes. Yeah. Oh, snipes.
So, this is what I said. Like, these things exist. Like, why not?
Yeah, makes sense.
But there's other, stuff that I found that they're actually, the Irish are... put this as like the bottom of the barrel. They don't want this, you know, a lot of the way that people are trying to like promote Ireland and the Irish
perceive them with it. Yeah.
Exactly. They're like, oh, that's down there with the leprechauns. So it's like something to them. It's very like demeaning.
Yeah. Insulting.
You know? Yeah. You're like, please don't use that for our travel guide anymore. You know, like,
well, hey, I think they should embrace
the luck of the Irish.
Sorry, Nate.
No. Are you guys playing footsie? No, footsies. Hey, listen,
no footsie.
Hey, bring the footsies over here.
Well, we do for just mini episodes. And, oh, you know what? I just thought about.
You leave me out every time.
This is
I know.
A perfect topic for a mini.
Oh, boy.
You know, get it? Leprechaun, mini, small, diminutive.
Exactly.
It's a mini leprechaun.
It's a mini.
I thought you were going
to
say.
That's a real small one.
I thought footsies was.
to successfully hunt for a leprechaun, you need a camouflage net.
A camouflage net?
Green or camouflage face paint.
Oh.
Fake gold coins or doubloons, a treasure chest, or cauldron-like pot.
A treasure trove.
A leprechaun costume.
Oh.
A horn. I don't know what the horn's for.
Hmm.
And a fairly large box. That's what you need to catch a leprechaun.
I know
we're set.
In elementary, they make like leprechaun traps, and they try to see what kid over like the weekend of like St. Patty's Day or whenever it happens.
Okay.
They try to see what kid traps the leprechaun, and they get whatever prize. But I've seen teachers do that before.
Yeah, my boys
did that. That was pretty cute.
I
again,
helped
not
them
that they don't exist. They exist.
Right.
Sure.
Well, they absolutely do.
Yes.
Maybe kind of.
Maybe.
I think they're interdimensional beings. That's always my explanation. Interdimensional beings we're talking about.
I don't know. If you watch the movies, there's leprechauns in space. So
that's really ridiculous.
Yeah, that was the one
I pretty
sort of.
Okay, now we're really getting we're stretching a little bit here, okay?
That's the one I sort of got off the bandwagon watching
like,
that series.
I'm done with leprechauns.
Oh my gosh. I mean, just picture that.
I mean, I still watched it, but...
Well, I mean, Nate's like, I mean, I still, it's one of my favorite. I bought the DVD.
I had time.
I'm horrible at that.
I had it.
Might as well.
I'll start a movie and I'm like, man, this is really bad. Well, I'm already this far into it.
Do you ever do that? Watch a movie or something, and you're like, man, I just wasted
terrible.
2 hours of my life. But oh well, you know, like
You still have to.
What else was I going to be doing?
Or you want to see if it can get any worse as it's going?
Yeah,
Amy and I.
Well, maybe it'll pick up. Maybe it'll get better.
Oh, we've turned a corner so many times. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's but I still watched it.
I still watched it.
This story, real quick, going back to the protected. It was after a local claim to see a leprechaun in the area, a law was passed in 2009. So this is like a pretty recent law. Hmm. It says to keep the little creature safe. According to the locals, the last living leprechauns, all 236 of them, live in this region.
What?
That's specific. Hmm.
That's 236. 236. That's very specific.
Wow.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Well, this says they're about 3 feet high and are dressed in little red jackets, again, or a roundabout. What does that mean? With red breeches. Or breeches.
Roundabout?
Breeches.
Either it's red or it's not.
That's what it says. Buckled at the knee, gray or black stockings, and a hat cocked in the style of a century ago, whatever that means, over a little
leprechaun,
withered face. Round his neck is, I don't know what half the stuff is, rough and frills of lace. At his
whatever,
wrist.
That's how you dress.
This I was going to say.
Guy, listeners, this is how he's dressed right
who's
now. He's
been spying on me?
Lace and ruffles. And
So this is not how I know him at all. I'm like, red suit, weird. Pretty red suit. Yeah, this is a Santa Claus.
I was going to say.
This is Santa Claus.
Is this a leprechaun?
Oh my gosh.
SantaCon?
Leprechauns want to. It says they don't want to be recognized on the road. So, of course, they're going to be incognito. They're in disguise.
I'm not going to wear the green. I'm going to wear the red.
Exactly.
Is that why? That's why they wear sunglasses and the fake nose.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. They think the rock stars or something. So they're trying to hide. When did this change the green? Like from the red to the green, did you guys?
I have no idea, but there is a drinking leprechaun, and they're called the.
I bet they're all them.
Clericon is considered.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something. I was like, what?
I know. I was trying to be careful. Clericon, I think is how you say it, is considered by some to be merely a leprechaun on a drinking spree.
Oh my gosh!
Isn't that awesome?
He's a leprechaun.
It's a leprechaun. Yeah.
Hey,
everybody.
Hey, I mean the gold.
Hey, you guys.
Yeah, and I bet he drinks Goldschlager.
See, he's there you go.
Pulling out the good jokes.
On the Goldschlager.
That's gold.
They even have a leprechaun museum. Did you guys see that?
That I did not know. Is this in Dublin?
It's
got to be in Dublin.
It is in Dublin. You nailed it. Says this museum provides information about leprechauns beginning from the first ever sighting back in the 8th century to modern day. So, yeah, 700. Yeah, they got everything about leprechauns. I mean, it's Carlingford, Ireland. I said that they. I think that was the town that they have a law protecting them. They have underground caverns that visitors can walk through, and a tour guide explains the history of leprechauns and tells tales about the leprechauns that are said to travel in these underground tunnels. Now that's freaky.
It is freaky.
I mean, I think it'd be neat just to go in the underground. In the tunnels themselves, but you know, maybe you find a leprechaun. Heck, adds to it.
Right.
This is actually when Nate suggested this, I thought it was going to be fun. It's actually even better as we're going. Like thinking about that. I mean, just the lore is fun. I don't know, intriguing. You know, I didn't know about the red jacket. I didn't know.
I have no idea about the red jacket.
Yeah. And you're right, man. I'm thinking they have a lot of. I mean, leprechauns, you know, they got the cereal, they got all the movies. I mean, it's been used. Yeah, I mean, Notre Dame, they're, you know, Fighting Irish, their official mascot is a leprechaun. And, you know, and then they've got the guy that dresses up for their games and in the green outfit and all that. So it's capitalized.
mystical creature. So, I mean, get as creepy as you want with it, as Hollywood has.
Yeah. Question, have we ever seen, I'm kind of serious, you know, like, I don't think I've ever seen a female leprechaun portrayed. Is that
they look just like the males?
This says
just longer hair, right?
I have
they got beards too.
Oh,
it says yes,
just like dwarfs off of Lord of the Rings.
This is
I've never seen any of those.
I have a thing. They comment is like, I've never seen a female. I was like, oh, they look just like us.
Oh man,
I have a some basic
to that
facts.
Extent.
Okay, I got you.
Some basic facts, and under the basic facts are yes, there are female leprechauns, although they seem to be quite few in number. Now, how would that be? Then where do they come from? How do they?
Well, I mean,
I don't want to.
Yeah, they got to reproduce. Woo, I mean, I'm keeping it clean.
Do they?
But
it says they're no more renowned for their manners or social graces than the male of their species.
That's kind of like the Smurfs.
Funny that you say
there's
that.
Only Smurfette. She was one female of all the goofy.
Now we're getting into some dangerous territory.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just never thought about that until now. Where are the females?
Leprechauns are solitary fairies. See, fairies again. They prefer their own company, and they're rarely encountered in groups.
That's why they're hard to catch, right? Yeah.
That's probably why there's not a whole lot of women either.
This says many
leprechauns like to be by themselves.
Right. Many leprechaun legends feature a robin. The most common of birds is a great friend to the little fella. So don't kill or trap robins, even accidentally, unless you're looking for some bad luck.
Ooh.
What is that about? I didn't know that one either.
I didn't know.
Yeah. There's a lot more to these old boogers.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting.
So that's why I thought it'd be a cool mini. Just dive in and see what we can find about them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever watch that movie? Darby Given or what? How? Oh shoot! Now, Sam, we're gonna have one of those middle-aged moments. I'm gonna have to look it up now. Is it Darby Gillis and the Little People? It's a Disney movie.
Okay, it sounds familiar, don't know. I can't say yes or no yet, but it does sound.
Oh, I'll totally look it up because now I brought it up. But it's really good, but it's a little creepy, in my opinion, even for a Disney movie.
So, is it like, older movie? I can't remember.
Oh my gosh. I like 60s now. I'm going to say that.
Oh,
and then,
okay.
Yeah.
What do you think it was? Darby Gillis?
Yeah. Although Ned brought up The Luck of the Irish. That has nothing to do with him looking up. There it is. Darby O'Gill in The Little People. Now, how can that just rolls right off your tongue? It is 1959. So CF's close.
Whoa.
Ooh, CF's pretty close.
So what was this deal? I mean, what was it about? What was the creepiness?
It's been a while since I've seen it. That's why I'm asking you guys, here, let's look up the plot. It was Darby O'Gill and his daughter, Katie, live together in Rathcullen, a small Irish town where Darby is the caretaker of Lord Fitzpatrick's estate. Darby continually tries to catch a tribe of leprechauns, particularly their king, Brian Connors. But it's just, there is a group of in this one, they are in larger groups.
Uh-huh.
But it's just, I don't know. When I was a kid, I always thought it was kind of creepy, actually.
I probably haven't. I don't remember it.
I don't know. It's a little creepy. But yeah, you should totally go check it out. It's just like leprechauns in space. You know,
that one's really, that's kind of funny. I think they add everything in space,
funny.
You know? Like you start with a movie or a series, and then somehow they all end up in space.
Well, they did with Jason.
Cheetahs in space, huh?
They did with Jason.
Space. Oh, gosh.
Like Jason X, I believe. Up on the spaceship.
Oh,
yeah.
What is... When they reach that point, it's time to cut it off. I mean, seriously.
What about aliens?
Well, see, that's the opposite.
No, that's a whole different. Yeah. That's a whole
I'm
different.
Talking about the Alien series, Sigourney Weaver and all that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's
they're allowed to be in space.
Yeah, they're aliens, man. That's where they're from. That's their stomping ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you do if you saw an alien? If you saw a leprechaun?
A leprechaun alien?
I really won't go, what? Well, what would you first say? What was I doing in space? No.
So what would we do? Nate, you want to answer that? What would you do?
Well, by watching all the movies, I'd probably just turn and leave.
Run away.
I don't want nothing to do with them.
I don't want to be with you.
I don't want your mischief. I don't want your gold. I don't want you to take any of my gold.
Right. I want to keep my wallet. So I would just say, I don't want to touch any of their gold. I don't want to play with that nonsense. Just going by the movies. I mean, could be dangerous. Yeah, I don't know. Other than that, I don't know. Talk to the guy. I don't know.
I don't know. I would think, number one, it'd be what did I just take? Am I hallucinating?
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw the Care Bears. No, it was a leprechaun. The folklore surrounding these magical beings certainly makes for entertaining and imaginative reading, but could it be based on fact, more fact than fiction? This is back in 1989, not that long ago.
Oh, good year, my senior year in high school.
What can only be described as a leprechaun suit was discovered on Carlingford Mountain in County Louth, alongside some small bones and collection of 4 gold coins.
Get out of here.
I'm dead serious. Oops, hold on.
You're dead serious?
I am dead serious.
So let me see that. Hold on.
You think this
what
is fake?
What do we got here? The naked, I'm reading the naked leprechaun of Carlington.
That's what it says.
Oh,
I'm not,
my gosh.
I'm not making this
now camera. That I'm going to tell you right now. If I, you ask if we, what would we do if we saw a leprechaun?
We're going to post this video.
If I saw a naked leprechaun, I'm definitely running as fast as I can. I might be older, but I can still, you know, I can get the kicks moving. Wow. That's a whole different ball game there.
Yeah. I have a relatively bad leprechaun joke. I'll tell you guys later.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Not appropriate for the podcast?
Not appropriate right here.
Oh, man. Now the listeners are like, oh.
No.
Nate, tell us the joke. No, that's funny. The naked leprechaun.
I had not seen that one.
So it said they found the leprechaun outfit with bones and, what was it, 4 pieces of gold?
Yes.
Oh,
hey, there was a video.
Oh, well, it was on the internet,
took
right?
The gold?
We're watching the video.
Is he alive?
Did they leave it? I was saying, or did they? Yeah,
I have no idea. I literally just stumbled over it.
Because maybe their ghosts come back and can get you, too. I wonder if you'd ever see it. Like, what would you do if you saw a leprechaun ghost?
Ooh. This is what's funny.
Lots
you know how
of
we
different aspects of this.
See, we really needed to delve into some of the research because this article says there are no such thing as females. So I think that's bollocks. Sorry, that's kind of problem.
Oh, you found some article that said that has to be. I mean, I'm not saying leprechauns are real, period, but if they are, then...
Incredible source here.
Or if you're going to come up with a lore, you got to have females. I mean, how do they come about?
Leprechauns are fairies, magical creatures, which we keep saying.
So they just appear, like they're just born and
they're magical.
Somehow they...
They're just magic.
Like out of the ground or something.
It originates from Middle Irish, the idea or the word leprechaun. Leprechauns don't actually wear green hats. One of the biggest myths. That's the red that we're talking about. And that's,
I don't buy it.
I don't buy it. That's the same one.
What is this nonsense?
I know. I'm going to just get
be
out.
Be gone with it.
This is I just followed the link from that the missing clothes and the naked leprechaun.
See what happened.
This is what happened.
Well, he's not wearing any clothes, so it doesn't matter what color it is.
This is you can hear them hammering their shoes.
That's great.
That's what you listen. That's how you hunt them.
No, that's the rats in your walls.
You hear that?
Exactly.
I think they're hammering their shoes. Well, they're now in the movie. I know the first one because I've only seen that first leprechaun. Mm-hmm. He always had to shine shoes.
Yeah, he always shined them and. Oh, let me see your shoes.
And he couldn't stop. And then that was one of the times that somebody, they were trying to get away. And so they threw a bunch of their shoes to distract him.
Yeah.
And he couldn't resist. He was shining them.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's
yeah.
Crazy. What a goof. Yeah, so.
Yeah, they're shoemakers.
Well, yeah. Cobblers,
they're little cobblers, yeah.
Yeah, little cobblers. This is getting really fun.
We're going to get
the more we talk about
dangerous.
It.
Well, here, okay, and I've got another fun one then. There's a leprechaun colony in Portland, Oregon, not just in Ireland. While we love to sport our leprechauns, this says, especially on St. Patty's Day, mm-hmm. on St. Patrick's Day, not all of the tiny men actually hold Irish passports. In fact, there's an official colony across the Atlantic. So this is from Ireland itself. The Atlantic in the U.S., specifically in the city of Portland, Oregon.
Hmm. Okay. Portland, Oregon, huh?
Yeah. So what the heck?
And it is a colony? No, what'd you say?
That's what it says.
Gotcha. Okay. Huh.
This says in 1948, a journalist called Dick Fagan, sounds made up too, sorry, Dick, noticed a small circular hole in the concrete dug up, or so he said, by a leprechaun. Fagan added flowers and a little sign declaring Mills End Park to be the world's smallest park and then featured it in his column.
The world's, smallest park. Oh, okay. Now we're just picking on him. That's terrible. I can't get any no respect. Hey.
I got no respect at all.
Interesting.
They've never spotted a leprechaun, but they keep it going a lot. They keep that story alive, it says. And they're taking good care of the leprechaun garden.
Have we ever had any...
oh, my goodness.
Can you remember, Sean, if we've had, or Nate, anybody from Portland? Have we had any Portland listeners?
I don't think Portland's come up, no.
Okay, because I was thinking maybe...
I used to work with a girl from Portland.
Maybe some of them were leprechauns.
There's a girl that lives out in Portland that I used to work with, but...
Oh, she won a leprechaun, that's right.
She was, but I wasn't going to mention that.
No, but she, she decided.
See, now I can't mention her name. Like, why did you call me a leprechaun?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Thanks a lot.
It was just, it felt like the right thing to do.
It happened. It just happened in the context.
So, guys, what do you think before we have wrap this up? Leprechauns.
We squeeze the yay, green no, maybe. Goo out of the leprechauns or, yeah. The, red, yeah, yeah. Or the red.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. I don't like, no. I refuse to acknowledge the red. I
don't think that's right.
I don't like it.
It's Santa Claus.
Santa Claus is red. Leprechauns are green. There you go.
I've seen it on a bunch of different, you know, sites saying that they originally were red.
Well, I can maybe buy the original, but this is 2021. I guarantee that.
I do want to end this discussion with
whatever that means.
I want to at least in this discussion, yeah. I want to bring it up at least once that my favorite beer is Guinness.
Irish. I love Guinness.
It's got the consistency of dirt. I'm sorry, it's true.
And sounds good.
Jenna will remind me. She's like, "How can you drink dirt?" And I'm like, "I love it."
I call it the milkshake of beers.
It is kind of the milkshake of beers. Yeah, mm-hmm. I love Guinness.
Pretty
so
thick.
Yeah,
I'm a Guinness fan. So
I don't drink beers.
If that helps me to catch a leprechaun and get the pot of gold, and
well, just
look at the Irish.
It's like
there we go.
Christmas Eve, when milk and cookies for Santa.
So leave out Guinness for the
leave out a Guinness and get a leprechaun.
We figured this whole thing out.
We got it, and I got a big.
That's how you. And I bet that's probably a newer way to catch them too. Uh-huh, you lure them in with the Guinness, then you get your. Whatever you say, box and what was it? I can't remember.
It's the leprechaun trap.
I'm going to order one tonight. I bet you can order it on Amazon.
Get your leprechaun.
Yeah, the kid. Go and search for leprechauns. What are you guys doing this weekend? Just search for leprechauns. Looking for leprechauns.
This was a silly one, but if we see Slender Man hanging out with the leprechauns, then we know we.
Oh, wow. You talk about.
We stirred up some stuff.
The tall and short of things.
Yeah.
You know? It's kind of like I know. Some listeners will know what I'm talking about. Manute Bol, remember the 7'7" basketball player? And then you had Muggsy Bogues, who was 5'4". Yeah, there's pictures of them, too.
Spud Webb.
He was 5'7". Yeah. That's you got Slender.
Not too far from my height.
Oh, Sean's
I am Irish, and I have the green eyes, so.
Well, there you go. And you drink Guinness.
So. And I drink Guinness, so I'm all over
Let's catch him and get his goal.
Exactly, yeah.
We found it.
And I'm the only one that's seen the end of the rainbow.
True.
This is all coming together.
That is, you know what, Nate, this whole time.
He's been here.
So I'm Slender Man.
This is
we're a leprechaun, Nate.
And this is
You got a good beard. Werewolf.
Werewolf.
Remember, I don't know how many different podcasts I've said, and then that's my magic. Poof, poof. And then I disappear.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. And there you go.
Goodbye.
I think we need to wrap this up. Nate.
God, I know, in the worst way.
Well, they're either green suited or... Red's good for stop sign, so that's a wrap there.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one. Well, you heard it, guys. So, we want to thank you guys for listening to Middle Aged Mini number 10, and hope you enjoyed it. We had fun. Talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.